You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another after show for Teen Mom OG. It's titled The New G's Meet the Old G's. That was kind of cute.
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain, and I have the lovely Miss Mama Fain, Mama Lee, in the building, whatever you want to call her. She's my mom. Yeah. So we had a pretty good episode. It was filled with a lot of different weirdness all over the place. So not, like, normally I'll go into, like, Caitlyn's segment and then Amber's segment, but it kind of jumps around a little bit, so I kind of wanted to stay with the flow of the show a bit. So we open up the show with Caitlyn saying, I know Tyler wants to go to couples therapy, but it's not the right time because I have to go to New York for press week. So she doesn't think it's the best time.
Yeah, so I mean, how many times would they have to get in before she went? She could still get a session in, I was thinking. But then, to do that, it might dredge up a whole bunch of feelings, and she might not want to go away on bad terms.
But the week before, it's just not a good time because of Carly's birthday. And the weekend before that, it's just not a good time because I just got back. And, like, it's when there's never going to be a good time for you to dive into all these crazy emotions.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she should just take the leap, you know, and get it done and start it.
Seriously. Well, stay with us, guys. We're going to talk all... Tonight was pretty much based around the girls meeting the old girls and the old girls meeting the new girls, or however you want to word it. But we're going to dive into that. We'll talk a little bit more about Ryan's parents and them, you know, getting emotional and things like that. So don't go away because we have a lot to talk about. Okay, so let's get right on into it, too. So Cheyenne, we go to Cheyenne, and she's in the car with Corey, bringing her and Ryder to the airport. And she's just, you know, nervous about the whole thing. What did you think about that?
Well, first she had blonde hair, which I thought
All of a sudden.
Yeah, I thought looked really great on her. I think anything can look good on her, though.
Well, I will say she has this new haircut right now that I'm not too crazy about. I mean, she's a beautiful
what
girl.
What is it, short?
It's a short black bob, but I just feel like the top goes up a little too high.
Okay,
but I mean,
check it out.
I mean, she's beautiful. She has such a beautiful face, but I did like the blonde hair, and I did like the nice dark locks that she had before that, too.
Yeah. So I thought it was... thought it was funny a couple of times, but she was nervous, rightfully so, thinking they're not going to like her or not fit in, and I understand that completely. And then she has that whole thing with Corey, which was really funny.
He is so funny. He just goes, yeah, I was thinking about hooking up with Bristol, so. Like, that is the exact drama that, like, is just so funny to make fun of, because that is the drama that we've seen before with, like, Amber's ex tried to hook up with all the girls, pretty
much.
Right, right. And they all tried to tell it. It was this whole thing, but he's so funny, and she's like, I'm literally not even going to entertain that.
Yeah, she's like, I'll cut your clothes off.
I'll cut your stupid curls.
That was awesome. Because I'm not crazy about those curls either.
No.
Then the fact that she called them stupid, and then whatever else she says, but... my thought is, like, why is it okay for her to date? Like, I don't get. Is it because of who it is?
I think it's mostly because of who it is. And it's like, no, you're not going to run through.
Okay.
Mostly probably because in Teen Mom 2, there's Caitlyn. She was married to Javi. And then Javi started dating Brianna, who's another girl. And there was a lot of drama. And it was literally last season was based on the drama of Javi hopping Teen Moms.
Oh, okay.
So she was probably like, no, we're not even going to go there.
Okay.
Because she does talk openly about her relationship with Zach. And I don't think there's ever real hatred towards it. I mean, he did his, like, one little, like, meh kind of thing when they talked about it. Yeah. But it wasn't anything crazy to me.
Yeah, no. I agree. I just didn't know if tables were turned, how she would feel about him having a girl in his life. So I wasn't sure, but that makes more sense, you know?
I was actually wondering that, too. Especially...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Because he seems so straightforward with, you know, my relationship with Ryder is so important. So I was wondering, like, if a girl did come into the picture, would he stick to that? I don't know.
Oh, I definitely think so.
Really? You trust him that much?
Well, because of what he said last week about, you know, if a girl came into my life, she'd have to be really important to bring her around Ryder. So his first thoughts, again, were Ryder.
Yeah.
So,
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
So we get this little drama with Bristol and Dakota once again. So apparently Sailor, their two-year-old, went up into Dakota and was just like, yeah, daddy stole mommy's money, so I'm mad at you. And Dakota's like, she's trying to put me in jail because of it. I mean, I didn't really understand the whole money thing.
I didn't either, because if it was a misunderstanding, then you gave her the money back, then it would be no
problem. But she didn't talk about it like it was a misunderstanding. I mean, she later talks to her friend, and she didn't talk about it like it was a misunderstanding.
No.
She talked about it like he was literally stealing. The friend was like, it's black and white. What? You know, it was really unclear, that whole thing to me.
Yeah, but he said that his lawyer, you know, oh, what was it? His financial advisor? Goes and put it in their account when the divorce started. But then my thing is, okay, so say that did happen. Why didn't the money just get returned to her? Simple as that. Or withdraw it and give it back. How does this become thousands of dollars for lawyer fees for fighting this?
Yeah, I don't understand.
So there's something under there that we don't know yet.
I really don't understand. But once again, like, I just don't... There's something about him that doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
Do you think that she had any fault in this?
Yeah, like, I think she has fault in a lot... All... Half, you know, she has her fault. You know, she is at some point. She may not be as much. And her personality is different, so he comes across really...
Her personality is a little, like, I would say, I know for sure, but a little sneaky.
Yeah, I feel like it could be.
But I don't know, and I really, like, I just don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. It's he said, she said.
One thing about their divorce and the whole settlement thing was, how did she so easily roll over with the house? That was weird to me.
What do you mean, roll over?
She just, like, pretty much gave him the house. There was no fight of, like, why can't I stay here with my children? I mean, maybe she just didn't want to. That's fine. But also, like, she bought the couch. She bought everything in that house. Why didn't she just take it?
Because it's not worth the fight to her. She just wants to move on.
Yeah, I guess.
That's real. I've been through a situation like that where you just want to move on. You don't care what you bought.
Oh, have you, Mom?
Mm.
So we see Macy. Now we're kind of like getting into the girls and the reaction about meeting each other. You know, Cheyenne was nervous about it. And so Macy ends up calling Caitlin to talk to her about it. What did you think of that conversation?
So she was talking about how it's been, the three of them. I wasn't understanding the trust thing. She kept talking about trust. Maybe, like, when she finally said, trust to have my back, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, if things come out about them, that they know them, and they know what they would do or wouldn't do. So.
Yeah, or, like, you know, if something came out, like, Caitlin, you know, sabotages Macy. Macy would be like, no, she didn't. Like, I know she wouldn't. I know she doesn't.
That's what I mean.
Trust.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I just know there's four girls. We know the three that are still on there. Farrah got kicked off, and they added Cheyenne and Bristol. So their problems with Farrah was she was super distant. She thought she was above everybody. She wouldn't even sleep in the same hotel room that all the other girls got. She would write things on, you know, social media. It was just so... She was so nasty to them.
Yeah.
So I think the trust... I don't... I mean, more trust of, like, yeah, have my back. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, I agree.
But then we go to Jen and Larry. They have this conversation about how they told Bentley what was going on with Ryan, how he went to rehab, and how Larry explained it to Bentley was a little odd to me. He just said, it's a super long process. We have to be there for him. There's a lot of highs and lows, and we have to support him. And I just, for some reason, like, I totally get it, and I don't really know what way you would say to a 10-year-old, your dad's a drug addict, and he went away. Like, I don't know the best way to say that, but I just thought, he's gonna have a lot of highs and a lot of lows, and we need to be there for him. We need to support, like, I don't know, I just felt like there was a lot to put on a 10-year-old.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do? I don't really know what you mean by a lot of
right.
highs.
Am I going to do something wrong? I don't want to, you know, set him back. I mean, Bentley knows about his dad, right? He knows he's a drug addict and all that. And I remember Macy or her friend saying that he's more mature than his age because of everything he's gone through. So So, I mean, I can't really say if it sounded pretty basic to me what he had said to him, because it's factual. There are highs, there are lows, you know. I don't know how else he could have said it.
It just makes me nervous. I feel like there's a fine line between being honest with a child and, you know, and
giving
too much information. It was just, I just feel like it should have been more simpler than that. Like, you know, your dad, he has this issue, he's going to get help.
Yeah.
That's it. Why do you need to say there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, you're going to need to be there for him, you're going to need to support him, we're going to need to have his back if he goes through, like, no.
That is too much for...
Yeah. He's going to go home and think, like, oh my God, like, what if my dad this? What if my dad that? What do I do then? What if it, like... He's going to always be thinking.
Right, how am I going to support him? What am I going to do? What's the best?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I did think it was... So the relationship that the grandparents have and Macy and what they do with...
Bentley.
Bentley. I was going to say Mason for some reason.
Mason.
Macy's son, Mason. That they're allowed to give him this information without, because she didn't even know at this point.
Yeah, she didn't.
We talked to Bentley. We're going to tell Macy. I don't understand it, but it's something that they've obviously agreed upon.
I don't know if they've agreed upon it, because we haven't really seen Macy's side on that yet. We know what she said about them even bringing up private school to him, and she was not happy. Like, what she was saying to Taylor, why would they... Or Taylor was saying to her, why would they have that conversation with him?
Yeah.
That's not their place. So I think that we haven't seen her reaction to this. I think that she probably does have
a problem. So when she had talked to her friend, maybe she didn't know that Bentley knew already?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I know.
Because I feel like Bentley would have said something. That's why I was like, why would they wait a week till she got back from New York? Because she's going to talk to her kid, and I feel like that's something that he's going to say, and I don't know.
Yeah, or do you say to the kid, don't say anything to mom, which is the worst thing you could do there. So I don't know.
I don't know, but it is just really weird to me. But Larry gets all emotional talking about how he told Ryan, this is for you, this is for you, this is for you. Which, that got me thinking, how is this for you if he went by himself? Did they make him go?
What do you mean this? Oh, he's just probably giving him a pep talk as he's going. You're like, you're doing a great job. This is for you. You're not doing this for anybody else but yourself. And that's the only way that an addict can recover is, you know, for doing them for themselves.
This conversation between, as it grew to, like, went to the end of it, between Jen and Larry was the perfect example of how they are so... in their little shell, and they want to, like, stay there and not really give too much information, because he was like, I just really miss him or something, and he started getting upset, and she said, oh, don't cry, babe, and then she's like, I know, we all miss him, like, and she tried to hold it together, and then, like, she couldn't, and I get it's real, but it was just so odd. I just feel like they're full of secrets.
Oh, those possibly. Two. Actually, that scene brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I thought of the whole big picture. Imagine going through that. How horrible that is. And they just always seem to be holding on to hope.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing, you know? No. They want him to get better, and they need to feed themselves that positive, you know? Like, this is the time. He went for himself. This is, you're doing it for yourself. And you know, they miss him. And, I think it's heartbreaking.
He's missing the birth of his child. Like, there's so much, I feel like, to be so okay with all this. But, I mean, whatever.
I know.
It is hard. I can't imagine it, but... So we see Amber in New York City with baby James, and she's been feeling sick the past couple weeks, so she questions if she's pregnant, mm-hmm. and then we kind of, like, wait on that for a little while. But then she goes and takes a pregnancy test, and then she, like, kind of faked it to Andrew when he was saying clearly that he wanted another baby.
Yeah.
And she was like, beep, beep, beep. And then she was like, why are you upset that I'm not pregnant? And he's like, oh, I'm good. And then she goes on to say, you know, it's just not a good time to have a baby right now. And I'm thinking, you literally have a baby on your lap.
She probably
What are you talking? Another
baby.
It's just really not a good time to have a baby right now. I just have so much I want to do. I don't want a baby with me.
As the camera zooms in on the baby. Like,
what are you talking about? You have a 4-month-old.
That's a baby.
If you're forgetting. Then we go to Gary. We see some, you know, the drama with him and him trying to figure out his biological dad and see him. And this has just been, what, like, so heartbreaking for me to watch. I just feel so bad for him because... he wants to find his dad so badly, and he thought it was his mom's boyfriend, Jody, and it wasn't, and it was this big whole thing, and so Gary goes and gets the paternity test with his brother, and literally 1% chance that it's right. his brother.
Right, and he knows that this dad isn't a good father to his half-brother.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care. He's like, just wants to know.
And then what I found interesting was Christina was like, before they opened it, she's like, I kind of hope that it is not your dad because I want you to have that relationship with your dad. And I'm thinking, why are you saying that to him? That is, there is slim to none chance that he's going to have a relationship with the dad after 30-something years.
I know.
So, like, to give that, still hang on to that little bit of hope, which, like, I guess, like you were saying with the Ryan situation, it's good in cases like that, but at the same time... I don't know. That just seemed like a little bit. But what else are you going to say when you're the wife? And
say? Well, say, you know, whatever you find out right here was going to give you a decision on to keep going or that's it. Like,
and the poor guy, he's just like, I just feel like I'm at a roadblock. I'm at a dead end. And I just can't imagine what it would be like to go through a situation like that. That just seems so heartbreaking.
What I don't understand is that we don't understand a lot. No.
We don't understand a lot, people.
I start every sentence with that, but...
I don't understand that. Why Amber doesn't want a baby, but she has a baby, first of all. Okay, keep going.
Exactly. He's been on TV. So this father, or whoever, would think that he's possibly his father, would have come forward.
I mean, it is MTV. How many, like, 60, 70-year-olds watch MTV?
Yeah, but he's on a lot of other stuff.
Like what?
Like Instagram.
Yeah, his Instagram handle is It's Gary Time. So there you can call that. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
It's possible that it's not, right.
But his mom is just unbelievable about it. She won't even, like, have a straight conversation. Like, yeah, I don't know, Gary. I don't know. I don't know who your dad is, okay? I don't even know what color eyes he has. I don't know if I loved him. I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
I don't get it.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know. But,
there might be, what's under there that she doesn't want him to find out?
Something. I don't know. But maybe. It's just so sad. Like, she knows. Like, right?
Maybe. Like, does she have a sibling? Like, maybe it's her sister's husband or something. Ooh.
Oh my God, it has to be something.
So maybe her best friend's husband.
Or maybe it's her brother's kid.
What? Whose brother? Maybe it's her own brother?
Yeah.
Gary's her brother's kid?
No. What? Yeah, like maybe she had an affair with her brother. Or like something crazy where like you wouldn't want anybody to know that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's like a soap opera. Same thing like what you were saying with like the horror. I mean, it's worse, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just insane. It's but you're right. Like it has to be something big where it's like, no, I really
can't. If I let this cat out of the bag, then I'm going to have bigger problems than you finding your dad. But I would take those consequences at this point.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I know. It's really sad. But she really does not care. But Amber has... So we see Amber talking to the crew and Larry, who is the producer of the show, or one of them. And she's just saying, you know... It was pretty much, it was really wrong that you guys didn't tell us that we were getting two new cast members. You just took Farrah away and added these girls, and we found out on social media. Like, we deserve the respect. You watch my life, the good and the bad. You've watched me go to jail. You've watched me high on opioids. You've watched me, you know, neglect my baby toddler in a crib. Like, you've watched everything.
Right.
And you can't even have the respect to tell me that these two new girls are coming on the show.
Yep.
I mean, it was really nice that she said that and she got all emotional, which Macy brought up, why are you getting emotional? Like, you don't really get emotional when you're pregnant, but we find out she's not.
I thought that was great. I thought she was right on. Like, that's so true. And the guy just stood there, you know. First they were like, yeah, of course we're going to introduce you. Of course we're going to. And who was it in the background saying, well, you didn't.
Probably Caitlin or Macy. Yeah, probably Caitlin.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You didn't... We had to find out. You didn't even let us know. So why wouldn't you?
And something that Macy said was, they're setting it up so that we have drama with them. Because let's be real. This show, it loves the drama at the reunions. Hitting and punching. It's going to be no fun if none of these girls... I mean, this isn't like... Maury or anything, or like Jerry Springer, where like people are watching for that, but it does add. Like, I know I was so excited to see the previews of, like, you know, somebody getting a heel out and like throwing it at somebody else at the reunion.
Because you knew that there was something going on.
Yeah, like serious.
Yeah.
But Macy was so right when she's saying, you know, they're setting it up for us to fail here with them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not making it like, hey, like, these are your new, eat some muffins and sit and chat with your new cast members. Like, no.
You keep them a secret, whatever, don't, and then throw them together.
Yep.
You know, like lions in a cage, go at it.
Yep.
What will happen.
But that didn't happen.
Mm-mm.
Because, well, first Cheyenne and Bristol meet, that was a little awkward. What'd you think?
I think Bristol's a little awkward. I don't think Cheyenne is.
No. Yeah, Cheyenne, I think you're cool. Right. Yeah, Cheyenne is cool. Bristol's, I like Bristol though. I think she's so cute, but I think she was awkward. Yeah. And then Kate and Macy and Amber, they talk, you know, about the meeting, you know, or they have the meeting and they talk beforehand about how their concerns are like because of Farrah and all the issues that they had with her. And we find out that Farrah didn't even sleep at the same hotel rooms, like I was saying before, which. That's just insane.
Yeah, she just cut herself off from them.
But when we see Bristol and, like, Cheyenne taking the pictures, you know, for the photo shoots and stuff, for the press stuff, Bristol goes, I look like a politician, which she totally did.
She like it did.
Your mom is Sarah Palin. You have to get away from that.
I know. It was the dress and everything,
though. It was the dress, the hair. I don't know.
I would have done a whole different dress. It was like way up to here.
It went down to her knees.
No
and
jewelry.
Out.
Yeah.
It was navy. Like.
Yeah. She's like, come on, guys. I was like, super cute about it, though.
So then we see Tyler says he goes, I know we're jumping all around, but I just kind of want to follow this show because it really did jump around a lot. But Tyler goes to visit his dad conveniently the week that Caitlin's gone. What do you think about that? Like, why not wait until the next week where Caitlin can be home with Nova and you can leave and not both parents leave and you leave the baby with...
Grandma, I didn't think a thing about it.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't think into it at all because he might have been like, well... she's going to be gone. I don't want to leave her alone. The grandma probably wants to see the baby. Let's just do it in one whole.
Okay.
Because if they went the opposite weeks, that's another 2 weeks that they're not going to be going to counseling, so.
Oh, God, that's true. Let's they just need to get them. Yeah. But Tyler visits his mom, and she, you know, we just, what did you think about this conversation? He's just, what about his sister going to rehab now?
He's so over her. She came after so many of them had already gone away to get help, so now it's her turn, and he's just so fed up. And I thought, wow, he's really, I've always been saying, you know, he really needs to let out and say what he feels. Well, he's doing it.
Now he's doing
it. Yeah. But not still hasn't done it to Caitlin. There's a different dynamic.
It's like I can yell at my sisters for whatever. Like, they talk, I'm like, what are you doing? You know mm-hmm, what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if your friend does it, it is a different dynamic. No matter how close of friends you are, say it differently. Not that I'm saying Caitlin's his friend, but yeah. I just think, like, now he's like, you grew up with our father. You knew what I went through. How are you doing this too? Like, I'm so over you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Caitlin's is a little different, you know.
And it's his wife. It's his wife.
And, yeah, so. And he did so much for his sister. Gave her a house. Gave her a car. Gave her this. And now and I think this is one of the biggest things. Now he has to go clean up all this crap.
Right.
Broken windows that he just renovated that house, and it was so nice.
Right. So it's a constant reminder now. Not only did she do what she did,
but he had no respect. Yeah.
You know, no respect because she got on drugs and lived through this. So that's a hard pill to swallow for him. But then now he has to go and clean up her mess. So it just is keeping on in his mind, you know, how angry he is at her. And yeah. I don't blame him, you know.
I don't either.
But I don't blame the mom either for saying she really needs you because she's a mom and it's her family and that's what she needs to do.
Well, Butch does say that too, Tyler's dad, when he goes and visits him. But I just think, why can't we just give this guy a break?
I know, I thought that, but then I was like, what would you do?
I mean, you know, just be supportive, you know. She just wants your support right now. That's fine, but he's like, I don't need to do anything for her. I don't need to do anything for her. I'm not going to be able to help her in any way. And he's just like, Butch is like, I wish you could change your mind on that. And it's like, no, why does he have to? That's not his responsibility. It's your job now that you're sober at 65 years old.
Right.
And it's the mom's job.
Right.
It's not his
right.
job.
Right.
But it was really great to see Butch doing so good. Ugh. He has a license now. Like, who the heck knew that was going to happen? Living in this sober community. That's really nice.
And Tyler, though.
Yeah.
The way he acted and so proud and, like, showing off the license was, oh, it was beautiful. I loved it. He was just saying everything that he needed to hear, you know? It was really great.
It really was. And it really showed that Tyler doesn't want to be this angry, mad, sad, depressed person. If you're doing good and he can support you, he's going to be there 100%. Right. I mean, we always say he's such a great guy.
He is.
I love him, but it is. So it's really good that Butch is doing good. I'm happy for him. But, this was funny too. Not funny actually at all. Macy asks Amber if she's nursing, and she's like, no, I'm on way too many meds. Like, I was like, okay. Which is true. Like, it's good that she's keeping up with her medicine because she needs it.
Yeah.
The way, and not in a unhealthy way. She's doing really good. And I think she's
doing really good.
Yeah. The girls all meet. What did you think?
I thought it was great. Yeah, I thought it was really great. And I think that the new girls saying how that they were nervous coming into it because you guys had all the was exactly what the other girls needed to hear.
Yeah.
You know, because they were like, we made this whole thing and you're throwing two new girls in it and we don't. But just the fact that they, you know, said that they realized it was good.
Yeah, it really was. And it was nice. I know I heard Amber do one of the confessionals. She was by herself, and she was just like, you know, I want these girls to feel comfortable. I don't, you know, I don't want there to be any issues just because we're, you know, we have seniority or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. You know, I just want them to feel at home, which was nice.
Yeah, spot on. They were all, you know.
So Bristol talks to her friend about Dakota, and we see that whole thing. I mean, her friend gets emotional for her at that point, which
yeah
was really sad.
Yeah. And you would for your friend.
Definitely. That's and I just, I feel like Bristol is I feel like she's been through so much that she's had
numb.
To, yeah. And, but she was gonna like cry, but I feel like she held it in and she's just so used to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so yeah. sad. I can yeah. just see the hurt, I feel like.
Yeah.
In her. So the girls come home. It was a great time. Thank God we had one like reunion thing or whatever week it was, and like it was fine, but
yeah.
Caitlin comes home and Caitlin walks to the door and Tyler's like, "Hello, honey." Yeah. Like it was cute to see them yeah. like back to their like normal
so cute. Song. She comes over, gives them a really cute couple of kisses right in a row.
Yeah,
I loved seeing it.
Yeah,
because there's been so much tension between them, and I haven't had a really good vibe, like. He has to put up with so much, and I kind of, in my head, you know, I hadn't watched for years, so I'm not sure what they've gone through. So I'm thinking to myself here and there, like, what is it that he's loved so much and sticking around and being so strong about her for? And I got a glimpse of it with them, too. And
yeah.
he was so funny with the accents about Bristol.
Yeah, which, that was what my next thing I was going to say, like, I just didn't understand why Caitlin needed to say anything about Bristol. Like, because it wasn't even much, and it's like, she's gonna see this.
Yeah, well, she didn't say anything bad.
No, but it was like...
She said she was nice.
She's from a conservative family, you know, she's conservative.
She was. She was, and she's talking to her husband, and I don't think it was bad, you know. I don't think what she said, because it's a fact.
Yeah,
it is who she is. I mean, Bristol has to know that.
Yeah.
She's not a, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Like he asked, or was she like, hey?
Yep.
And that's how she was. I love that. It made me laugh. He was funny.
Yeah, he was funny. He really is so great, but I just thought it was so weird that, like, it's like some things, like, you know when to talk about something and you know when not to. I just felt like, come on, what? Just be like, oh, yeah, they were great.
Well, maybe they're like, I don't know. I didn't think it was a bad thing from okay. my point of view. I thought it was a fact.
Let us know, guys. Everybody watching. Also, while you're at it, why don't you comment, subscribe to Apple Podcasts. Like us, comment. We will look at the comments and, you know, answer any questions or, you know, definitely take in what you guys are saying. So, Jen does, we get back to Jen and Macy and that whole thing. Jen does tell Macy that Ryan went back to rehab. So we see her tell her friend at lunch mm-hmm. about it. And Macy says, you know, if he screws it up this time, he's done with Bentley. Which I thought was so fair.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's like, if she has any... she said, Ryan has other problems, you know, that I think that he's never dealt with, which... And she said it so perfectly. A 30-year-old guy that's never had to wash his own underwear, you think he's ever had to really dig deep and think about mental, like, mm-hmm. figure out, work through mental problems that he has right, or anything? Right. No.
No, so that's what she was saying. Stay the whole night. If he stays the whole 9 months.
90 days.
Sorry, 90 days. He's really going to get some deep therapy. Things are going to open up that he's going to have to think about and talk about and come, you know.
To why he became an addict. And that's
right. And what he's done to people, you know, how he hurt people, how to make amends. It is. It is good. If he's there for himself, it's really good. And hopefully he gets better.
I mean, imagine if he came home like a week after the baby's born. It's like you didn't even stay the whole 90 days and you missed your kid's birth. Like, pick one.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that pretty much wraps it up. How did you think, drama-wise, it wasn't too much. It was more like an informational
mm-hmm.
episode.
It had its little
little moments here and there.
I liked the show. I liked it a lot this week.
Yeah, me too. Mm. So I guess we can get into our special segment then. Teen Mom, oh yes and oh no. So do you want me to go first?
It's up to you. I don't care.
You go first then.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you're always like, you go first, you go first. So I'm like, you want me to go? I'll just ask you. Okay, you go.
My oh yes moment was when Tyler saw his dad and was so excited for him.
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful. I thought it was beautiful.
I think you're beautiful. I had to throw that in there.
My oh no moment was, shoot, I just had it in my mind. The money situation with Dakota and Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, I don't understand how you didn't just give it back to her and be done with it. How is it costing you? I don't even know how much her check was, but now she's paying lawyer fees of thousands of dollars. I'd be like, all right, just take the money if it's a normal person check, but...
It's probably not.
Yeah.
It's probably not.
Okay.
A normal person check, I wouldn't imagine.
But I did think, sorry, that she was saying it was to prove that he's wrong. She said that at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's a good fight.
I mean, I don't think she'd be paying this money if she didn't think she was right.
No, I know I know she was right.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, I don't know where I would let it go. Like, if it's a couple of $1,000s, and I'd be like, all right, just take it.
Well, she said, you know what? She said, I'm either drawing the line here and you're not going to mess with me, or I'm just going to have to, like, sit back. So maybe she's like, the money, I don't even care about the money anymore.
Right, it's the point.
Yeah.
You're not going to keep on this. You're not going to take me for granted. You're not going to. Okay.
You were wrong, black and white. You were wrong. So now you're going to pay for it. And if I have to literally pay for it, then what? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But my oh no, you had really good ones this week. My oh no moment was Caitlin saying that she doesn't have time to go to therapy again. I was like, what? I want to scream at my TV every time she says that. Every week it starts out. Caitlin saying, well, we don't have time. I don't think we're going to go to therapy. Blah, 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 blah. So whatever. That was my oh no moment. But my oh yes moment was when Amber said, I just want to feel, you know, I just want them to feel comfortable on the show. It really showed me that she's grown up and, you know, it was really nice that these girls really care and they really want a connection. And there's no petty drama or anything stupid because they're all adults and it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
But we have some news and gossip, just a little bit. So Caitlin recently, today, posted a picture of her front yard with snow on the ground. I forgot where she lives, though. I knew you were going to ask me that.
I didn't say anything, but you knew that was coming.
But it was coming, yeah. I know that. Yeah. I forgot where she lives, but it's somewhere in the Midwest.
No, is this the round house?
No, they haven't moved into that yet. And I think they have another house. I don't know. I cannot keep up with them and their houses. Amber and Leah made this huge, ginormous cake for her 10th birthday. And she tagged It's Gary Time in the picture and whatever. And it was like, had these, like a layer with all sprinkles, a layer with all cookies. Like, it was really cute. So that was cool. And then that's pretty much all I have for news and gossip.
That was it?
Yeah, nothing too crazy other than like Cheyenne changing her hair.
I thought I read something about Amber saying she's quitting the show.
Yeah, I didn't read too much up on that.
Yeah, I did that.
I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Nothing's happened.
Well, I think she just means like, you know, I'm done with that. I need to move on to the next part of my life.
Oh.
Which I get it.
Well, I'll have to look up.
Which I get it. She's really coming.
Oh.
She might just get off. Why not?
Well, I hope not.
Right. But.
Because, I mean, like, There's so much dynamic between like Gary's, Christina, her.
They're like they could stay.
There's a lot
and,
of.
Yeah, and she could just come back. I really like how that Leah is so important to her. And she makes a point of saying something about Leah every episode.
I just don't know because. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I
guess. Wasn't it her that said, I'm really going to miss Leah?
Yeah, but I just thought it's like you were visiting Andrew's family for a month.
Yeah, but...
I mean, she... I don't know. Yeah.
Because you make a decision with her, you know, Leah living with her father, or however that went down, and she is getting older, having a new baby. She can't jump right back in. Oh, I came back. You know, I just feel... I see her gradually. I see her missing, and you said just said she had a post on there.
Oh, with yeah. Leah. No. Yeah, I definitely think she's...
Yeah,
but next week looks like a really, really good episode. So on the next Teen Mom OG guys, we have Amber boxing, doing some boxing thing. Andrew's like, yeah, get in the ring, like, so she's training. I don't know for what, so we'll see that. Zach finally opens up to Cheyenne and says, I feel that Corey is more of a priority to you. So I'm very curious as to what she's going to say. And it's like, it's about damn time, dude, because you're going under, like, the beating around the bush this whole time, and it's like, that is really the issue. So right. It's good that he actually said the sentence. That
we and I say. Wonder if it's going to change anything, him saying it, if it's going to change anything.
I don't think so. Bristol has problems. So Bristol says, you know, I don't understand why I have problems with both baby daddies. Like, I don't understand. There's something, and she's really upset. So there's, yes, and then it shows something. A picture of Tripp's dad and the girl's dad. So.
Oh, so she's having problems again with Tripp's dad. With
Tripp's dad and Dakota.
Yeah, we already
obviously
know that.
Dakota. Yeah. But, so one of the friends is at Taylor's or Macy and Taylor's house and says, and she says, to Macy, do you think that Ryan is going to have a problem with Taylor coaching Bentley's baseball team? And Macy just says, he's never shown up. He's never, like, what, I don't care, pretty much. Like, he's never been there.
Right.
So, yeah, so there'll be a lot of talk about that, which I knew that Taylor coached him, mm-hmm. which I thought was so sweet. Like,
oh, it's great.
Yeah. And then Tyler, we don't know what this could be about. I'm hoping it's towards Caitlin. But we don't know. He says this. He says, I'm done with the talk. He's like, I need more of the walking the walk or something like that.
Might be. Who else could it be? Sister.
Sister. Dad.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it literally could be everybody.
I really want these people just to get straight and stay straight.
Yeah, Caitlin, seriously, I hope so.
Yeah, that would be nice if it was her. Maybe get the ball in the roll.
It really would be. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. It was a good episode. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was great.
Discussing every week. So we will be here next week, just like always, Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time, 6:30. And who do I have here with me? Where can we find you?
So I'm on Instagram at Lee Fain. Nothing there for anybody to see.
Well, I'm Mackenzie Fain, and you can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Go like, subscribe, comment. We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.